The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 17th. Today's word is portentous, spelled P-O-R-T-E-N-T-O-U-S. Portentous is an adjective that means of relating to or constituting a portent. It can also mean eliciting amazement or wonder, prodigious, or being a grave or serious matter, or self-consciously solemn or important, pompous, or ponderously excessive. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Amanda Petrusich. Glen Campbell briefly joined the instrumental rock group The Champs, who'd had some success in 1958 with Tequila, still one of the best encapsulations of the portentous elation brought on by ice-cold margaritas. At the heart of the word portentous is the word portent, a word for an omen or sign, which comes to us from the Latin noun portentum of the same meaning. And indeed, the first uses of portentous did refer to omens. The second sense of portentous, describing that which is extremely impressive, developed in the 16th century. A third definition, grave, solemn, significant, was then added to the second edition of Webster's New International Dictionary in 1934. The word's connotations, however, have since moved into less estimable territory. It now frequently describes both the pompous and the excessive. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.